It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
It's 11:30 in the morning on a warm, sunny Saturday, and everyone is home. All the kids are here, and then one runs up and says, let's go on a picnic. The park is just 30 minutes away, the beach another 15-minute drive. Sounds like a good idea, but you turn around, look in your fridge, and there's nothing there to work with. You think, oh, man, how do I throw this picnic together? Well, Carolina and I have some great ideas for you so you can have a last-minute, let's go on a picnic day with your family. Carolina, has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, it happens all the time. Sometimes it's just a picnic in the backyard, and sometimes it's let's go to the park. But now that we are out of school, I'm sure I'm going to be looking forward to a lot more eating out at the beach or at the park. So I better be ready with some things in my cupboard and my fridge. Always ready
okay.
to go.
So one thing families are often out of by the end of the week is bread. You know, they've used them for lunches
yeah.
or whatever and breakfasts. And so they're thinking, man, I can't make sandwiches. What are we going to eat on this picnic? What's your idea for them?
Yeah. So if you have greens or any veggies, it's really easy to build up a salad. I really like to also chop some fruit or just throw in some blueberries or some raspberries and then some nuts. And all of a sudden, my plain salad became gourmet salad. And so salads are really easy. But if you don't want to take utensils on your picnic, then I usually have some whole wheat tortillas or some flatbread that is in the fridge. So those kind of keep longer so I don't run out of them as often. I can just put all my salad inside that tortilla and roll it up, and all of a sudden your salad became to-go item, so you can, you know, hand it to the kids and eat it, and it's a lot easier to eat it on a picnic. So but you can take utensils too, so it's kind of up to you.
Well, but you just gave me an idea also. When you have leftovers, you just roll them up in a tortilla and you throw toothpicks in them and take them, and it's like, wow, Mom, that was really good. And all you did was just use up something you hadn't eaten earlier in the week. So I love that idea. But also, I like to have a can of tuna or chicken in my cupboard
oh, yeah.
at all times for last minute anything. So I find that I can make a tuna salad or a chicken salad, or even if you have salmon, a little salmon salad. Obviously, you need to refrigerate these things or put them in a cooler. But you're not going that far, so you should be able to sit down and, you know, it's a last minute, means that everybody's hungry. It'll be eaten pretty fast, so you don't have to worry about that. All right, but what if I want some finger food? What are some things that might be in my fridge that we could turn in some yummy finger food fun? Picnic food.
Yeah, so I love the chopped up fresh vegetables and fruit, and like you said, we're not going too far and packing is not a huge issue. So what I do sometimes for picnic is I get a muffin tin and I just throw in all the chopped vegetables and fruit in different little cups, and then I save 3 cups at the end for dip. So I'll do like one maybe like an almond butter, one maybe like a ranch dip made with yogurt, and the other one maybe a hummus, and then I can just throw that tin in the middle of our picnic blanket and everyone gets to pick what they want and dip, and it's a lot of fun. And I just, when I pack it, I just put the aluminum foil right on top really tight so I can put it at the bottom of the cooler
wow.
or the bottom of my picnic bag. And again, you're not going too far, so you're not worried about transporting it or getting too bumpy on the road or anything, so it kind of keeps just good enough.
So that's a brilliant idea. So instead of making cupcakes, you can make little fun picnic plates with these tins. And I think
yeah.
that is fabulous. Never thought of that. And of course, the nut butters and sunflower butters or any, if you happen to have any dips around, you can throw those in. I find that picnics, people don't sit down and really eat. The kids are always grabbing and running, grabbing food and then
right.
running somewhere and grabbing and then running again. They don't sit down for 15 minutes. I mean, they don't do that at parks and beaches. So finger food sounds
you're right,
really
you know,
good.
Yeah, and you just reminded me, if you have any of those extra coffee stirrers or long toothpicks that you can take out the dip, bring those, because then the kids can build their own kebabs right at the picnic with the fresh fruit and vegetable, and you can do cheese cubes too, and then they can kind of eat it, and it's fun, and they can run around and, you know, go swing for a little bit, come back for a snack kind of thing. That's what my kids do, so it works, yeah. And it's fun.
So we're just covering some basic foods that you really should have on hand anyway, right? And how would you list those? What would you say those basic foods?
Yeah, you're right. These are some staple items that I always have. Fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, if I run out of them, then, I mean, it's the apocalypse over here. I have to have them. So I always make sure. And I do, when I buy things, I do kind of do like a first in, first out kind of thing on my fridge. So I always have a rotating thing going. And I know bananas, how long it keeps. And I know I can get apples that'll last a lot longer. So if nothing else, I'll always have apples. And if I do run out of anything fresh, I always have some frozen. And for picnics, the frozen works too, because they'll defrost on the way there a little bit and be just soft enough to eat. So you can kind of rely on those. The other thing I always have in my fridge is plain yogurt. Because with plain yogurt, you can make that chicken salad with the canned chicken that Ellen has in her pantry. Instead of mayo, you can make it with the plain yogurt. You can mix in some chopped grapes, some walnuts, some chopped celery, and make a delicious chicken salad that you can wrap it or put it in sandwich or just eat it with utensils. So that's another staple item to have is the plain yogurt. And then the last one would be nut and seed butters. Once again, nut butter is always in my pantry or in my fridge, and I have all kinds of them because sometimes I want the sunflower seed butter and sometimes I want the cashew butter. So I have to have some options when it comes to my nut and seed butters. So I stock it up.
So you've described a picnic kit. If you have a picnic kit in your in your cupboard, in your fridge, then you can always run on a picnic. And it's so much fun. It's so nice and fun to eat outside. Warms up finally. All right, drinks. We got to get some drinks in. We know water, 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 water. But what if you want a little different flavor and you're not going to go for the traditional juice boxes? What would you, or certainly not soda. What could you serve them?
Yeah, I agree. It's a picnic. It's a special occasion. So you're kind of treating the kids to something different, even if it's a backyard picnic. Kids love those. We just built a tree fort, and I know we're going to be having tons of backyard picnic on the tree fort. So bringing in a special drink will just make it that much more fun for the kids. But I also don't want to compromise their nutrition or get them so wired up that then I'm going to have to run them around extra so that they'll take their naps later. So you want to make sure that you don't compromise your ideals here. So, and thankfully we have some great Kid Critic approved products that'll help you do that. If you're a lemonade fan, Leaf and Love have a great lemonade that's made with stevia, and kids absolutely loved. As a matter of fact, you got 100% approval on that. They absolutely love the taste of Leaf and Love. And it's a great lemonade that you can take. It comes in a little box. So, and another one that is Kid Critic approved is Little Me Tea. And there's two different flavors you can pick from. And how fun, because it's fruit juice, fruit and vegetable juice, actually, mixed in with tea. And that's herbal tea, so obviously no caffeine. But it's so refreshing. Such a summer type, spring, summer type of drink. And my kids love it. It's just, they feel so fancy drinking their Little Me Tea on a picnic.
You know, you mentioned your fort. You built a fort. We could also have fort picnics just right in your backyard. Kids love to have picnics. Yeah. So you don't have to even get in the car. And it's just finger food eating outside. So how delicious, Carolina. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I think anytime you take the food out of your table and put it somewhere else, for kids is a treat. So why not do it? Even on rainy summer days, sometimes I'll put a picnic blanket in the living room and we'll do indoor picnic. And I mean, kids really love all this stuff. At the end of the day, it's all about spending time with them around food. So if you like those solutions and want to learn some more about some of our products and some more of our recipes, visit our website. That's kidcritics.org, spelled with two K's, KIDKRITICS.org. And remember, you can always listen to us on RadioMD.com. All our past episodes are there for you to find some solutions and some topics that you think you'll enjoy or a friend will enjoy. So make sure you share. Eat well and stay well.